Hello. You'll be using your mind sometime in the future. Question number one, what it is. This question has a two-part answer. Question number two, what's in the refrigerator and how does it work?
Well, that's just ridiculous.
You recording? The first thing I want to say is it's not necessary to censor the truth, only to delay its delivery until it no longer matters.
Employment.
Religion is like back surgery. If there was one right way to approach the problem, then there wouldn't be so many different options.
Drilling is not going to have any appreciable effect on gas prices in the United States. Oil is traded on the world market.
Oh, I'm going to do that back surgery religion one again.
Because no one approach works with any degree of certainty.
At least back surgeons don't kill other back surgeons for attempting to use different techniques to address the same problems. Some people believe that education is the best way to attain truth. I have my doubts.
And it again?
Blew up.
And your teacher, did your teacher say it blew up?
Yeah. Actually, the map said it blew up, and I saw orange stuff on top of it.
So it was burning?
Yeah.
Planet Pluto was on fire.
Yeah.
Wow. What color was it?
Green, orange, yellow, red.
It was yellow and blue.
Oh, so it's burning pretty hot, then if there's a blue flame. Good thing you're going to school to learn this stuff.
Ruby.
According to the
psychopathy
checklist, Wikipedia version, psychopaths display aggressive narcissism, glibness, and superficial charm, grandiose sense of self-worth, pathological lying.
Now the banks aren't bad people.
They're cunning and manipulative.
Now the banks aren't bad people.
They have a lack of remorse or guilt.
I like being able to fire people.
The shallow apex, their genuine emotion is short-lived and egocentric. And callousness and have a lack of empathy. They also display or have a failure to accept responsibility for their own actions.
In 2008, President Barack Obama, or soon-to-be President Barack Obama, said that he wasn't going to make prosecuting marijuana, particularly medical marijuana, a priority. However, in 2012, there's been quite a crackdown on dispensaries, and I have a theory about why this is occurring at this time. However, first I'd like to go back just for a minute and listen to what Barack Obama said in 2008 regarding medical marijuana.
What I'm not going to be doing is using Justice Department resources to try to circumvent state laws on this issue, simply because I want folks to be investigating violent crimes and potential terrorism. We've got a lot of things for our law enforcement officers to do.
And I, Fredericks Newport Ritchie, am asking you, Barack Obama, would you please explain yourself?
I will tell you that,
Fine, then I will. When there's billions of dollars being made illegally in a country, laundering that money so that it's usable and not traceable is a very important process. And who better than the banks? And they're already cash strapped, and you have people coming in with literally millions of dollars in cash. And they're willing to give you a big chunk of it if you'll just give them a nice percentage back that they can spend without being traced. So yes, I am saying that the banking crisis has influenced the president's enforcement of marijuana laws. It's quite possible that he didn't know how much the banks depended on laundered money in order to survive. You have anything to say for yourself, President Obama? didn't think so. Thank you, sir.
Imagery is the language of the mind. You think by using images, sight, touch, and smell. Images and your senses are the way your brain uses to communicate with your body. I can't believe you did that.
Magic's mind game.
Okay.